Unity. Very good. Right off the bat. That's the first one I wrote down.
Yeah.
Unity. Yeah.
All targeting.
So the unity comes from a similar approach to vocal production. Unity means that we are doing the same things the same way at the same time. So that has to do with the way we're producing the sound, the way we're approaching the lyric, which makes it really complicated, because if there is anything more difficult, I think, to really master, it's our approach to the lyric, how we handle the lyric. Like, how long are you gonna hold that consonant before you get to the vowels? How long are you gonna hold the vowel before you turn the diphthong, which is the compound vowel? It's a vowel that has multiple sounds in it. Like when you were singing the word may, you actually, the target vowel is e, and then the diphthong is e, may, I, o. Those are all diphthongs because they're compound vowels. So those of you looking at me like a deer in the headlights, that's good. It's not about where you start, it's about where you finish. So we're just going to try to give you as much information as possible and make it as clear as possible so you can do it. So unity has to do with the way we sing, and so how we approach the music, both with vocal production and our vocal technique. The other thing we're striving for is, throw anything out there.
Blend.
Yes. Now, blend has a lot to do with unity as well. We don't want any voices sticking out, but blend also has a lot to do with the way we balance our chords and chord accuracy, because when we're singing barbershop, we need to create a nice balanced chord. Every single chord we sing, we want it to be well balanced. We want every voice to be able to be present in every single chord. Can anybody tell me why that's important? Why do you want every voice to be present in every chord? Okay, all of those answers are correct. Let's say that we're trying to listen to the melody, and let's say that the lead part goes down really low, and the lead lets the sound fall way back, or the lead lets the sound fall out of the resonating space. We're going to totally lose the lead line. We're going to totally lose that note. So all of a sudden, we're going to say, what happened to the melody? I can't hear the melody anymore. The leads are still singing, but because of the vocal technique they're using, we're not able to hear them. So that's another thing that we work on. Okay, so we talked about energy and blend, and we talked about chord accuracy. Anything else that we're striving for when we sing barbershop?
Sing the feeling.
Okay, yeah, I call that like the authenticity. No matter what we're singing, we have to be authentic about what we're singing. We have to make sure that our physical expression and lyrical expression all match the message of the music. Steve is really good on this topic. He is really sensitive to it. I'm really kind of a right brain person, but when I'm coaching, I tend to get really left brain. He's really good, and Sally's really good at getting everything back in the right brain as far as being physically authentic and emotionally authentic. Very, very important. What else? Anything else?
Front sound.
Pronouncing out.
Yep.
Resonant
and projected forward. There's a really big, huge one that we haven't talked about yet. Synchronization. That has to do with unity. That's another facet of unity. But there's a big, huge one we haven't talked about yet.
Intonation.
Chord accuracy. Yep.
Sustaining phrases. Sustaining the energy.
Okay. Energy. Okay. So all of these have like E's on the end. Unity. Accuracy. Authenticity. Energy. Those are the four big things. How do we get energy in our singing?
Driving the sound.
Who said breathing?
Support.
Okay. So the way you get energy in your sound is to make sure that you're breathing correctly and make sure you're putting air on the sound all the time. And making sure that we're able to manage our breath throughout the phrases so that we don't lose energy at the ends of our phrases, like you just mentioned. So those are kind of the four areas that I tend to coach the most. Sally and Steve are really, really good, and the other leaders in the chorus and Herb are really, really good on making sure that you're authentic. I'm going to tend to be more in my left brain, more pertaining to the singing. Is that okay with you guys?
Yes.
Because you got the experts here for as far as physical expression and emotional expression. They're really good that way. Okay? So we're going to be working on unity. we're gonna be working, and unity means that you're doing the same things at the same time, the same way, and it has a lot to do with your vocal production, the way you're singing. And we're gonna be talking about chord balance and accuracy, and blend and authenticity. And we're also gonna be talking about energy quite a bit. Okay? Good?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's my job to find opportunities for you to do the things that we just talked about. Okay? So we're gonna pick the low-hanging fruit, which means we're gonna fix the things that are easily fixable, but we're also gonna drill down on some real basic core skills. If you don't mind, we'll do that as well. Okay?
That would be good.
Great.
Start off with the ballad.
Alright.
Oh My Love.
Better give them a name for those people that are new.
May I Never Love Again. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom. That's right. May I Never Love Again.
There's really something going through the music and finding things filed under twuds.
Yeah.
And strange thing is, some of us know what that is.
Oh, my love,
with me.
Oh, my love, can't you see?
Thing in my life, I'm thinking of. Mm. I got, you know, it wasn't conversational. Make it conversational. A little body language would help too.
Mm-hmm. Remember this: stand up straight.
Yeah.
It's easier to breathe.
Move when you breathe.
There you go. Put your arms down and keep that posture.
Okay. Try it again. Who are you singing this to?
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? I can't think or do a thing without your love. I confess I'm not so smart, but I'm talking from see the blue of the sky.
favorite stuff from last week. Wow.
First.
Well, I did. No. I worked on that a little bit. We have a lot more bases since you've been here.
You got some good singers up here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So, okay. Do you want me to tell you what I heard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I heard is something that Steve mentioned right off the bat. I'd already was going to go there. You're singing very word to word. You're singing, you're not really singing.
Conversational.
We want to really be thinking about singing more word sounds than words. We want to be singing then more thoughts, more phrases. I'm getting a lot of, oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world. We're getting a lot of that. So we need to talk about how to do that differently. The other thing is that the only energy I'm really hearing in your singing is when you put some more volume on it. Volume is not energy. Air is really energy. So I think what we need to do is we need to go back and revisit how we need to move air on every held note and on every phrase ending, which is typically a held note. So when I say move air, what do you think I mean by moving the air? So you know, when you're breathing for living is very passive. You just, if you don't breathe, you just die. But it's very passive. You will just breathe. Breathing for singing is not passive. Breathing for singing is very deliberate. And so we want to make sure that we're getting, that we're maximizing the breath as much as we can. And then we want to make sure that we're using the fuel that we have. And I want to share with you something that I've been working on with my chorus and with my quartets. And that is to think about taking a head breath. Now, this is something that my quartet Surefire got from Linda Kiever, who's a music judge and a queen of harmony. She talked about taking a head breath, meaning that you're sharing. The thing that you share the most is what's up here, this stuff up here. So think about taking a head breath. Don't even think about worrying about that. Just think about taking this nice tall head breath, all of this up here, and then thinking about moving the air every time you have a held note. So can we... I'm also losing different... Your vocal qualities are changing throughout your range. Okay? So do you know what I mean when I say that? Yeah, that means that when you sing high, your vocal quality sounds like one voice, but when you're singing low, or when you're singing a closed vowel, which is like an E, O, U, it, your voice changes. You want to make sure that your voice sounds the same no matter what vowel you're singing and no matter where you are in your range. So you want to make sure that you hear those voices in that part all the time. Okay? So I think the best thing to do to try to go back and reinforce some of these techniques and these skills is to work with the leads first. We do that? Okay, then we'll build on that. Okay, so we're going to think about singing more sound to sound, less word to word. We're going to think about moving the air as we sing through these held notes and the ends of these phrases. Less mouth, more energy, moving the air, and focusing on keeping the same vocal quality throughout the range. If you can, I'll tell you what, you're singing, your vocal skills are good. So just adding more air on these held notes and the ends of the phrases is going to put you singing at a higher level. Just adding more energy. So that is really easy. Because again, breathing is deliberate. Using air is deliberate. That's something you can just say, I'm going to do that. And that just means you're doing a nice gentle lift on these held notes and the ends of phrases. If you can do that, you're going to sing at a higher level. And then if we can do some of that other stuff too, it's going to improve your performance even higher. So leads alone first.
Oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me.
Okay, so where did you have held notes in there?
Me, all the world. Oh my love, can't you see?
Oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. Okay, so I want you to do that line again. What I want you to do is I want you to project energy out this way on all of those held notes. Okay, just project the energy out that way. Make the air work for you.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
More? Okay, other singers, did you hear a difference in their sound?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my love, can't you see? You can even use a little bit of an internal dynamic there. It's not offensive, and it comes across as energy. It doesn't come across as dynamic. You can do a little blip of a little volume lift. Remember I said the only energy I was really hearing was volume? Volume reads as energy, but you also want to make sure you have air. So you can do a little blip of a volume increase on some of these really long-held ones. So leads, do that again. I want you to project, use more air and project more sound on those held notes. Even more.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
More. Okay, add the baritones. Good job, Lee. You know what they did, too? They smoothed the line out. Mm-hmm. Oh, my love, oh, my love. Yeah, make sure you're putting a lot less consonant on there and getting
much
right
more
to the
connected.
Target vowel. Yep. Lead and baritone.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world?
Let's get together. You got to stay up with the line they just sang.
Where are my baritones?
A little bit behind. They're right over here.
Can you come over here? Lead, sing through the baritone.
Oh.
Yeah, just coast right up in there. I need to hear more energy on love.
This is not a promotion to the front row.
Love, see, world, me. I need more energy on those held notes. And the thing is, a held note, it's like held, it's not really held. It has to be moved. It can't be held, it has to be projected.
We're missing two.
Okay. Take a shared breath up here.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
Okay, that was better. There's one more thing that I want to make sure that you understand, that the only way to lift your soft palate and create more resonating space is if you're raising these, lifting your the arrows here. Because some of you are still singing with your lips way pulled down. If you do that, you can't raise your soft palate, and your voice is going to stick out.
That's
okay?
Showing your teeth a little bit.
Yeah. So, baritones, can you turn around and sing to the leads?
Follow them.
How do you think
leads,
we feel?
We're supposed to be authentic when we do this?
So, leads, if you see anybody with their mouth pulled down, can you smile for them and give them just a silent, little bit of silent feedback, biofeedback,
really
that they need to raise those arrows up?
Are we singing as well?
Leads. Leads and berries.
Leads and berries are singing.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
That's really good. Now, you're not all singing in synchronization,
no.
So your word sounds are not matched. So we have to tidy that up. We have to tidy up the sync.
I'm just going to rely on baritones to follow what the leads are doing.
Yep.
You won't see me.
Sing like a very big quartet.
Follow them.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
We need a lot more air on all those held notes.
That doesn't mean make it breathy sounding. That means push
more air,
support.
More air energy.
Okay, here we go. You did it better by yourself before, leads. Go back to doing it that way.
We have to look at them.
I know.
You do. You look at them. And if they're not singing with arrows up, you got to do this to them.
Here we go.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
More air.
I can't think or do a thing without your.
Okay, what happened as they got into the second part?
It started dwindling down.
So I can't think or do a thing without your love. I can't think or do a thing. You've got to put energy on thing. Okay, baritones. Good work. Leads, good work. We're going to have baritone moving over to the bass section.
Oh, God.
You didn't wear comfortable shoes tonight, right?
Yeah.
So bass, you know how to do this, right? You need to put more air energy on all the held notes. You'll be just fine. Put more air on it.
Three part?
No, just two.
Bass baritone.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without your love.
Okay, a lot of that was really good. How do you pronounce the word Y-O-U-R?
Your.
Okay, you're pronouncing it your.
Oh, skewer, manure, ewer.
Okay, so if you sing your, you're singing a wrong word. It's just like you're singing my. You're singing a wrong word. It's not going to match what the chorus, rest of the chorus is singing. Okay, there was some really good stuff in there. So, bass, work even more to put more air on those held notes. And you guys keep putting more air on those held notes.
Again?
Where do we have to go now?
These two guys.
Okay, same two again.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without your love.
Okay, we need to stop. Every time you hear the word your, you need to stop them. Yeah, I heard it in both sections.
Your.
So, did you guys hear it?
You're going to move your mouth, which it will feel unnatural because you don't talk that way standing in front of somebody. We usually say it wrong when we're talking, but it's got to be your.
Rhymes with sewer.
Your.
Okay, these two parts one more time, and then we're going to do bass and tenor.
Yeah. So really pucker that down.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me.
Here comes.
I can't think or do a thing without your love.
Nice job. We need to have there. We need to have bass and tenor practice this.
Okay.
So this is all about moving more air. You got to move more air. The way you do that is by engaging your core. You don't want to do anything violent. You don't want to, but you want to make sure that you're constantly moving the air that way so that on all those held notes that we have energy. Tenor bass.
Oh, my love.
Can we now not do it, oh, my love, but oh, my love?
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without your love.
Oh, yeah. That was really good. I'm going to come back around and work with bass on. We got some jumpy stuff going on in the part. It's a real tricky part on this song. Can we do the whole chorus?
Yes.
Does everyone remember how they did that and where those held notes are?
Yep. Remember to expand them a bit. Don't get too carried away.
Just for now.
Let them get carried away.
No, just for now. Will you direct the breaths? Would you direct the breath lift?
Yes.
So in other words, whenever you have a held note, he's going to give you something like this. He's going to give you something like this. Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. He's going to give that to you to remind you.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without
Yes, it is.
How many of
like
you,
twice as many people.
Yeah, how many of you know what you did? Okay. How many of you don't know what you did? but it sounded really good. So
you're brand new.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to know yet.
So
you'll learn.
Yeah, so there's a difference between singing like you hear the difference? So if you sing just from here, what I did was I engaged my ear when I did it the second way. So can you all do that for me? Just sing from here.
Sure.
On that pitch. Just sing from here. Let's not get any air going. Here, just sing on that pitch. Just sing ah for me. Try to sing it pretty. Try to sing it as pretty as you can, but without air. So here we go. Okay, now sing it with air. Okay, now sing it with air and then move the air as you hold the note. Here. Okay, that was really good. So, if half of you can do that half the time, it's going to be a higher level of performance. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do it all the time. You don't have to remember to do it on every held note. But if half of you do it half of the time, remember what we did last time?
Yes.
I was here? Mm-hmm. We had half the people doing half the thing half the time. It was amazing.
It actually was.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. And I think one of you did word sounds and one of you did... Yes. Didn't do word sounds or something.
Yeah, it was something
or was
else.
It energy?
It was two different positive things. One was word sounds and one was
energy. One of them probably was energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, basses, you've got a tricky part here. Can I listen to you sing it?
Just basses.
What we're going to work on is we're going to work on trying to keep the bass vocal quality, a consistent singer to singer, but to try to keep it quality, the vocal quality the same in this very jumpy part.
Let me give you a little heads up about what she's looking for. You know what? Oh, my love, and you see where you're going to make it dark when you get lower. You don't want to pull that sound back in your throat when you get lower. You need to keep it forward so it stays nice and bright all the way through.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yeah.
Nice and tall and nice and forward.
All right.
It helps to smile a little bit.
Arrows up.
That would help. Here we go.
Take a nice big breath from right here.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? I can't think or do a thing without your love.
That was pretty darn good, guys. Yeah. So you have that mass swipe, that one downward swipe. Mm-hmm. Where was that again?
Okay. It's opposite
two
another
different
section.
Two different things going on. Think or do a thing. It sounded like I heard two parts.
I heard a wrong note.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a wrong note in there.
Okay, can you do it again? And when you get to, so, go ahead and sing it again.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me.
So it's got to go. It's got to go out and not down. Can everyone sing that line? Can everyone sing bass on this?
Yeah,
okay. Starting from Oh My Love, can you see?
I'm just about.
Yeah, do the best you can to sing the right notes. We're all going to sing the bass part starting Oh My Love, Can't You See?
Oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me.
Can you do it? That was really good, by the way, everyone.
Thank you.
Steve,
oh my
you
love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me.
That was really nice. Did you hear how his vocal quality didn't change?
Yes.
And the other thing, too, is that it's a closed vowel, so it'd be really easy to go. It'd be really easy to close it down even more or swallow it, so you don't want to do that. That was good bass. Leeds, can you do your part there?
Yes, Leeds?
Yeah.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? can't think or do a thing without your love.
Okay, so what did you think of that?
Heard of your.
Yeah, so you are really doing a good job with this. I'm hearing all this sound, all of the sound, like right up here above the molars, and that's where you need to have it. It could get jumpier later where you really have to, you know, your notes go really low, and we want to make sure that, that sound stays up. Baritones, can you do your part?
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
Okay, I'm going to stop you. So two notes popped out. Did anyone hear what it was? Two of their notes popped out.
World.
Do it again and listen to hear where you think something, where the vocal quality changed.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me?
That was way better. They fixed all the world to me. So what would happen is if the four parts were singing together, and we got to that part in the baritone part, what would happen to the chord balance?
If it was the dark color.
If it was, what they did is they did a skeet shoot, what I call a skeet shoot on that high note. To me. So that popped out, both vocal quality changed and also the volume was a little higher. It's really easy to sing loud when we're high, and it's really hard to sing loud when we're really low. But when you get really high, it's really easy to sing loud. So we want to make sure that baritone doesn't come out of the cone, come out of the...
Okay, never heard of it.
It's not the cone of silence.
Yeah.
How do you want world to be pronounced?
It should be pronounced like were, like W-H, like a whirligig. We don't want to hear were. Sing, can you all say were, like W-H-I... R-L, whirl.
World.
World. Yeah, that's real different than world. World, world. Can you keep it real tall? Look at how tall this is. World, world.
World.
So it's like it whirled.
Okay.
And you know what? It's the same pronunciation, but it's not what happened.
Something rolled off.
Good, okay.
George's fault.
Not a person.
Not a person.
Not a person.
So long as it wasn't
someone. You don't have to sing this.
What's that?
You don't have to sing this.
Sally will get it.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to sing the world, the D.
Yes,
but we don't want so much R. We want to keep it real tall, world, world. Just flick your tongue to sing world, yeah.
So that in the world, there's more of a breath sound to the H, world.
No, it's not world.
Probably not.
You
probably
don't need any
not,
pushing
although that's
hot air. No, we don't.
Yeah,
we don't need that part of it.
Although you do want to put air on it because it is a held note. So, did we listen to tenors yet?
No.
Let's listen to tenors do theirs.
By themselves.
Did we listen to leads yet?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We did leads first, and we did leads after bass. Okay.
Yes.
Tenors alone.
Oh, my love, can you see you mean all the world to me? I can't think of doing a thing without your love.
That was really nice. So you have tenors. You have a couple places in there where you're holding a note and other people have an embellishment.
Me, like the word.
Yeah. So let me just share one more thing that I don't think I've shared with you until this year, and that is that when someone is singing an embellishment, the embellishment will take care of itself as far as attracting our interest. It's the parts that don't have the embellishment that have to sing their note like it's an embellishment.
And by embellishment, she means fiddly.
Or swipe.
That's what I refer
a
to.
Swipe,
yeah.
A repeat.
So you do something.
Yeah, it's something where you're holding a note. It's a repeat or a swipe or something.
Shoulder shrug.
Could I just give a visual? This helped
yeah.
me when they're talking about the air and keeping the air flow and keep your words going. If you went and got a Dairy Queen, they don't just put the, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They wouldn't just put your Dairy Queen and have just a flat top on it. When you have a Dairy Queen, they put it on, and then they go,
swirl
and they swirl it, right?
So what I do is when I'm thinking about it and extending a phrase, I think of that and I kind of think of my Dairy Queen. You know, I put the little, that little bit of a lift, that little bit of an extra air on it. Worked for me. I don't remember who told me that, but.
And the one in Royal Oak opened.
We drove by.
Rochester.
Don't tell Steve about Sonic.
I don't need to know that.
So what Sally's saying about finishing, if you think about finishing a phrase up, I've got my chorus working on that this year. That's Leanne Hazlett's been working with us on that. Finishing phrases up, that helps you too. And that's the same kind of concept. Because that way you're not letting them sink too much. If you're putting air on that, on those held notes and finishing up, you're going to have a lot more energy. So thank you.
I still hear your.
We need to fix that. And he's going to stop whenever he hears your.
If I hear it.
Okay, let's have all four parts. So what you're working on now is you are working on putting air on all held notes. You're working on singing the correct pronunciation of your. And you're working on singing all the same vocal quality throughout your range.
And okay. That's what you are doing.
Yeah, that's what you are doing.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? I can't think or do a thing without your love.
Bassist, can you do your part for me there? Because I want a couple more suggestions for you. It's really trouble when you get coached by a bass. Yeah.
Same emotion.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? Think or do a thing.
Somebody's not going up. I'm hearing think or do a thing.
Okay, so we have notes to correct, but I want you to sing that line again on V-U-H. V as in Victor, U-H.
Did I do
not
it right?
Not the words. Hmm?
Dave's looking.
No.
Not the words. Just sing on V-U-H.
Oh, I did the thing wrong?
Yeah.
But I heard think or do a. It's the dua that was wrong. Yes. Think or dua. Dua didn't go up by somebody.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm going to have them sing their line on V-U-H, and then I'm going to ask you why I asked them to do that. So you heard them sing it with a lyric, and now we're going to do it with V-U-H.
Is that a... Da-da-da-da-da-da all the way through, or just one phrase for each da?
They're going to put the va any place where they would have a word.
Da-da-da. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Viva. Breathe up here. V-U-H. V as in Victor, U-H. Hail to the victors.
Go green.
Va 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 va.
Do you think of something that they could do that would make that sing better? Do it again.
So do all your expansions.
So can you do it again? Keep all the sound here. This is a big deal because this is the way we want you guys to sing as well. Keep it all up here. Here we go.
No, yours.
With the words.
Yours.
With the words.
With the real words. So basses, do your real words the way you did the smoothness and connection of the blah, blah, blah. That's why we use the blah, blah, blah.
Your.
Read from here. Here we go.
Oh, my love, can't you see?
It just sat.
Sorry. Oh, my love, can't you see? You got to send the sound out there. Send the sound all the way to the wall. Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. Send the sound all the way to the wall.
Oh, my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without your love.
You on the word love, okay?
Smile.
Can you go from I can't think or do a thing, I can't think or do a thing without
look
your
that,
love?
There.
And you have to pick up there?
Smile and love.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Real quick. Real quick
that
right
breaks
there.
It.
That's right.
I can't think or do a thing without your love.
We'll build up.
So
don't
it's
get
really
in the habit of getting
you know
on love and sitting there.
Right.
Remember, it's got to have a volume increase to it. Direction of push.
So it's really important that you don't let think or do it.
Isn't it? I can't think.
It's really
isn't
important
it?
You don't let that sink.
Right.
Because you've got a singable consonant. Okay. Love. It's going to be hard for you to get there. Can you sing love by just flicking your tongue?
Where
yourself?
Is that?
Right
oh, up here.
Right here. Love. It's what you're doing. What you're giving me is love. Too much L. Love. Can you
I can't,
love?
Can't think.
Love. 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 Love.
What's
love,
the vowel?
Love, love. Just flick your tongue against your top teeth. Love, love, love. As opposed to love. You feel the difference? Love. Just flick your tongue. Love, love. Okay. Keep it up here. Think or do a thing without your love. All four parts.
I can't think. I can't think. Right? Yes.
That's not my concern. My concern is you were just talking about the volume increase on love.
Yes.
Doesn't start right away.
No,
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 right.
No. It starts once everybody's, well, it does a little bit, but not the bulk of it until they're singing it with you.
We got the three notes. So you got to before we do the volume increase on love.
Yes. You told
because
them a couple counts.
It's a different,
yeah, you
it's
told
a
us
different
that, like,
word.
That was
three.
The end.
And the love should grow together.
Okay.
Shouldn't it?
Yeah, let me listen to it. Yeah, I think so. What I had originally said was that I want you to get on it and start some volume increase.
Okay.
Let's try it that way. Let's
get on it and hold it and make sure you have room to grow on it.
All four parts from the beginning.
Oh my
love. Make sure that love stays the words right before it, and then just flick your tongue on the L.
Oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without your love. Your love. I confess
I know. I know what
that
I want. Because I'm
love.
Getting.
Make sure you finish that and finish it up.
I'm getting them to increase the volume through the phrase they're singing, not just on your. I do need you increasing the volume a little bit to stay even
tell
with
the
what they're doing.
Tell the bass is the vowel you want them to sing.
Okay.
Hmm? I love it. Tell the bass is the vowel.
Yeah. Okay, edge.
What vowel do you want on love?
Oh. Well, definitely not love, which I did hear some people trying to do, and not love. I need it between those. Law.
L-U-H.
L-U-H. L-U-H.
Lud. So make lud kind of be what's in your head. Vocal tone on that was really good, though. Vocal tone was greatly improved.
Remember, all the world is low, but it's a hell note, and you need to also be giving that lift on world.
Are we getting too loud because we're giving everything these lifts? I mean, is it just...
What I'm worried about is that we keep giving it a volume increase and you don't bring it back.
That's what I mean.
You need to bring it back at the end of that lift, the little lift. Because I don't want this to be saying, oh, listen, they're doing a volume increase on every note you're holding. No. It just needs to be an emotional feeling to it. Mm-hmm. It has some importance to it. Okay?
All four from the edge.
Oh my love, can't you see, you mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing without your love. Your love. I confess I'm not so smart, but I'm talking from my
That's too much.
Yeah, because it's easy to get loud. It's not easy
yeah.
to sustain.
And then we're going to have trouble getting it back in line where I need the chorus to be. That would be way too loud.
If you were going to do anything, you would make that soft. You would get softer as you go into the chorus, but definitely not loud.
Right there where we stop, there's two thinkings. We have two phrases there.
Yeah.
We're kind of dumping on the first thinking.
Yes, yeah. So we're hearing a lot of the sound kind of falling off. It means that we're not keeping the sound nice and high in our head registers. And basses, your approach to the lyric is still a little different than some of the other sections. And I'm not sure. Yeah, you're more percussive. It's more choppy, more percussive. So that might be something on your to-do list. A little bit more duetting with lead so that we can sync that up a little better.
Okay.
Maybe even, actually, tenor, we do tenor bass, because tenors or baritone bass have more of a tendency to sing with a lot less percussiveness, those two harmony parts.
Now?
Yeah, right now. Can you go from the beginning and just to see if we can't work
tenor
technique
bass.
A little bit?
Tenor bass.
Actually, tenor bass, baritone. Baritone, can you come over? Come on over.
Get away from the lead.
All of
come
you.
Around the leads.
You, gotta take it
off. You don't have to face them, but.
Leads are off the hook. So. Tenor and baritone tend to be more glue parts, and they tend to sing less diction. So we're going to see if we can get bass to do that as well. So those three parts. Lee, you
can
listen.
She's giving away all our secrets.
Oh my love, can't you see? You mean all the world to me. I can't think or do a thing. Without your love, I confess I'm not so smart, but I'm talking
So the baritones are very clear. Their lyric is very clear, but it's not in your face like offensive. You can still hear everything they're singing, but it sounds more musical.
We should be in the front row.
anyway, so some baritone tenor bass might work well. So anyway, can you go back to the beginning on all? So just think about smoothing the lyric out a little bit, bass. Everybody go back to your places. Let's try to get through the whole song. So.
Now, that means that what we've been working on at the beginning, you need to be thinking about as we go through the song and applying it to places we didn't specifically work on.
Okay, so what are the three major things that are improving our sound today?
Moving air.
Yes, singing with more energy, and that's moving the air through held notes, phrase endings, ending phrase endings up, thank you. Mm-hmm. What else?
Keeping
the lyric a lot more connected. Singing the lyric with a lot more musicality and a lot more artistry. So you're singing more of the word sounds versus just all of the words. And then the last one is?
Keeping
everything up in your head tone so that you're singing all in the same resonating space. It helps the voices blend better, and it helps you be more present no matter where you are in your range. We can hear that voice does not change, and we'll be able to balance those chords better. Those three things are huge. I'm going to just listen.
Oh, shit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
Just sit down. Sit.
I have good reflexes.
Oh, my God.
No, I fell off a stool. I mean, of all stupid things.
Well, what you doing in a chair?
Yeah, that's low. We said low things.
Okay, here we go.
Breathe from up here. Share your air.
Oh, my love.
Oh, my love, not oh, my love.
Oh, my love, can't you see you mean all the world to me? I can't think or do a thing without your love. My brother.
saxophones are doing a good job compared to the whole choir of bassists.
Never Love. I said I wanted to go back to.
Yes, right here.
Lee, you got a wrong note in there.
Yeah, I
did. A lot of you do. Yeah.
Yes.
The word never comes again and again.
Sure does.
Yeah, it's right before the big loud one in the middle.
How do we make that vowel sound the best way? I mean, how would we pronounce that?
You should sing the ER like urge. Never.
So it's okay to be on the R.
Just not the hard.
The very end.
And it's not the hard.
Instead of never.
You don't want to say never.
Never.
But you never close your mouth down. It's not never. Never. You don't ever want that. You just want never.
Never.
Do you hear the difference? I'm not even closing my mouth and singing the R. Never. Never.
Are you hearing any chews?
Please. Got a note error here.
Okay. Every once in a while, I'm hearing something up in the center of the chorus. I think what's happening is they want to say chew, and you realize
you're going down there, never love.
But that's just
wrong. That's the wrong note. You're going down to an E. I need you to go down to an F. Okay? You're doubling the tenor if you do that. We have a three-part chord instead of a four-part. Okay?
Notes. That was just a performance
error. The next time through, let's do some stage corrections with our face. Okay, we've got to get used to singing that way, but also adding in one extra element.
Oh, my love, can't you see me, all the world to me? I can't think. Some of you are doing it, but others aren't. I can't think of a thing. Okay?
All right.
And leads. You gotta get that note right.
And
it doesn't make a bad chord, it makes an empty chord. If you're singing the one you've been doing. I think Craig does it correctly.
Well, that time I didn't.
You can put that on your resume. You're doing it right, so follow Craig.
It's there, it's two. You love me too.
It's for the leads. It's measure 22.
Sing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys.
Oh, there. That would help. I'm going to say, why isn't it there? Never live a day if I don't mean what I say. May I never love.
Never love.
Bad.
First one.
Tenors, if they do that, smack them.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Yes.
So I'm just going to mention something, and I want to make sure I mention it, and then intellectually, you guys get to try to process this and figure out what you need to do, because we're not going to have time to work on it tonight. But when you sing a closed vowel, and you know what the closed vowels are, right? What are they?
Ooh.
O, E, I.
Ah,
so,
and A, those are open.
So the open vowels or the tall vowels are ah,
A, I,
eh, ah. Those are all tall or open. The ones that are closed are oo, e, I, and o. And so you have to try to sing those vowels in the same space that you're singing the UH. Because what's happening is we're losing pretty much every part. Whenever you get down lower in your range and you're singing those closed vowels, we're losing you in the chord. And there's one place too where we're losing energy, where you sing, sweetheart, if you love me too, all I possess, where you have right that in there leads. What is the correct pitch there?
If you love me too.
Is that a kind of the right pitch that I just sang?
Too, yes.
Okay, so leads, when you sing that, you love me too, we're not hearing you at all there. You've got to sing, okay. You love me too. Okay. It's got to be, you got to sing two way up here.
Show some teeth.
Yeah. Okay. So just something to be aware of. If it doesn't even hurt to like take your music, highlight every place you have a closed vowel, and especially if it's a descending interval, meaning an interval that's going down, highlight those and try to make sure you're singing those in the same nice high head register as all the tall vowels. Okay?
Good.
Okay. We need to do our break. You've been standing a very long time.
Oh my gosh. George, I've
grown up. The nice thing is everything we talk about.